Moments of Melody, the program to send you singing on your way. Dad, said the little boy as he climbed on his father's knee, Dad, is your soul insured? What are you talking about, son? Replied the father. Why do you ask such a question? Why, Dad, I heard Uncle George say that you had your house insured and your life insured, but he didn't believe that you had thought of your soul, and he was afraid you might lose it. Won't you get it insured right away? The father leaned his head on his hand and was silent. He owned many acres of land that were covered with a bountiful crop. His barns were even now filled with plenty. His buildings were all well covered by insurance, and as if that was not enough, the day before he had taken out a life insurance policy for a large amount. And yet not one thought had he given to his soul. Jesus said, one's life is not made up of the abundance of his possessions. Then he told them a parable. The field of a certain rich man yielded abundantly. And so he considered within himself, what shall I do? For I have no room to store my crops. He said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my produce and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have much wealth laid up for many a year. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you. The things you've prepared, whose will they be? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Life hereafter. We're short-sighted if we plan only for this life. This goes for father, mother, brothers, sisters, everyone. Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The answer is obvious. He's lost everything.